My man, John Price.
Yes.
From the John Price Law Firm.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Well, it's nice to have you.
Well, it's nice to be here, and I was hesitant to speak at it for a moment because I've said things a couple of times earlier, and you said, well, wait, we're on the air. Be quiet. And I didn't realize that. So I wanted to make sure this time we're really on the air and that I'm really supposed to be on the air.
It's not your fault, John. He always turns all of the mics on, even when he doesn't want the person who's in front of the mic to speak. You do that.
Well, it's better than leaving your mic off. So I'm trying to get in the habit of turning them on. Well, so if you need to speak, it can speak. But then John will come in here. I'll be doing the weather. And he's like, well, I went fishing last weekend. I'll go. I'll tell you, babe. I caught a bunch of crappie.
Now, you two. I was apologizing on my behalf. I'm not trying to stir up anything between.
Not at all.
Stir anything between you two guys.
I mean, that doesn't take a whole lot. You know what? We've been through worse. Me and Jesse B are solid as a rock.
Solid as a rock.
Well, she'll gouge my eyes out at 10 o'clock, but other than that, life is good.
We like it rock solid. That's why we keep it at John Price Law Firm. We try to keep a rock solid effort in what we do for our clients there. And speaking of which, David Morrell, who at our office, who's been on the show here several times.
Yes,
before.
One of the greatest guys.
He's the nicest guy and a very hardworking lawyer. And I was going to have him on here today to talk a little bit about Social Security, because that's one of the things he does at the office. He's our workers' comp Social Security attorney. He also handles some employment matters. But anyway, we were going to do have him here talk about that, but he was really badly under the weather. As a matter of fact, I sent him home yesterday. I said, David, you need to go home and just rest up for a couple of days, because it just was not going away. And he sounded awful, and he's the kind of guy, you know, takes a licking and keeps on ticking, but I sent him home. And so I'm here to talk a little bit about Social Security just for a couple of minutes, if you like. Is there anything else going on here? I sense something in there. Is an elephant in the room?
You're not hearing through the headphones what I'm playing. And Jesse B just gave me the.
Stop it.
Stop doing that.
What was he playing, Jesse B?
Nothing.
Gross sound.
David was sick, so I played.
Oh, sad music? Or
No. Somebody.
Barfing? Or,
yes.
No. Okay, well, to put it in
someone purging
terms,
stomach contents.
There you go. I was having it in layman's terms this morning.
All right. Well, speaking of layman's terms, come up with some of this lawyer jargon, like, we got some comorbidity. We were talking about Social Security, so let's talk about how some of those things work and some of the
a couple weeks ago, David came in the office, and, you know, in like a day or so later, we were around talking about things going on in the office and cases and stuff. And he said, I won a Social Security case here yesterday or day before, whatever it may have been. And I said, really? I said, well, good, because they're tough cases. They can be tough cases. And he said we went in, and the judge, you know, was like, okay, you know, a lot of people losing these things left and right here and that sort of thing. But David went forward anyway with the case. He believed in it, believed in his client. And sure enough, the judge said, well, you know, I've seen several of these types of cases, and I've had some denial. I denied a lot of them. He says, but this one here has the different element of so-and-so. And I don't remember quite all the details now, because Dave didn't give me all the details in that particular one. So, but anyway, he prevailed. And we talked a little bit about Social Security, he and I, and what were some of the pitfalls of. And I said, well, you know, you need to go on the box and let's talk about that. And but he's ill today, so I'm here to talk about it for a moment. But keep in mind that a couple of things, that the good outcome we just talked about does not happen every single time, but every single case at John Price Law Firm.
Past results are not indicative of future success.
So, that's right. Future, yeah, current things we're talking about is not necessarily an indicator of future success. But you know what? In normal situation, people apply for Social Security disability. Obviously, you're going to have a real disability. It's going to stand the test of the Social Security court. And it's best at the beginning to handle the case on your own, to fill it out and go through the hearings by yourself. But if you're denied that, then you seek an attorney, generally speaking, and handle the appeals process with the attorney. It's always good to at least get a lawyer's advice at the beginning of that to make sure that you're not headed down the wrong road before you make your first claim. But that's just kind of the general advice. But there's several reasons why people will very often lose those Social Security claims. And by saying this, we're not trying to dissuade anyone. But here's some things. Like, number one, the people are, you know, you're still at work. You're still working. The first thing that Social Security is going to require is that you be unemployed, you know, and due to a disability. But if you're sitting there and you still have a job, and it can be just, you know, anything that may not be the best paying job in the world, but it's still somewhat meaningful labor, you're going to still be viewed as being able to do something. So it's not a total disability. And what you're seeing is that they usually require a person not be employed for at least 5 months prior to the application and the filing and stuff, and your disability is expected to last at least longer than 12 months. So you got to have a real disability, and some people like going to say, well, I just want to work up to the point of get my disability, then I'm going to, then I'll quit. You know, that doesn't really sit too well, generally speaking, as a general explanation of the judges. Youth, you know, young people. Some people are just really too young, and they may feel like they have a good reason, and they may have something that is very that we'd feel empathy for, sympathy for, a condition we feel compassion for. But because they're young, you know, the Social Security law is going to look at you like, you know, you got some time to figure this out. You know, you got some time to see if you have some talents available. And there's always a hypothetical job. What if you did this and what if you did that? There's so many options still haven't been explored that it's very difficult for a young person to get a disability and get approved for Social Security. If you've got some education, that's going to be difficult because the law is going to say, well, you know, you need to apply to education as much as possible. And heart disease. A lot of people think if they have a heart attack, you know, oh, gosh, well, I can go get some disability now. Your heart disease in and of itself is not going to be viewed as being a disability condition to be approved. Now, if you got a chronic heart congestive failure associated, and then all the other comorbidities that may come along with it, as we discussed earlier, then that's a different story. If your chronic heart congestive failure is such that you just, you know, can't function, you lack physical ability to do anything because of the dizziness or swelling constant shortness of breath, and that's probably a different story, and that's what you need to discuss.
And certainly, if you do get to the point where you get disability, don't let anybody catch you with a camera while you're trimming trees and on a ladder cleaning out your gutters or weightlifting. You see these dopes that do that, you know, mm-hmm. getting money.
And post things to Facebook.
They're like, hey, man, you don't feel good enough to get a job. Right.
But
anyway.
But very often I talk to Dave, I say, well, how about so-and-so, that, you know, as you spoke today, did they have a case? And he'll say, no, not really. And I'll say, why not? And because that's part of our job as attorneys, too, is to tell you when you don't have a case, which you don't waste a lot of your time and effort, and as you can find other alternatives to help solve the problem that you have. And we'll try to help you find those alternatives, you know, maybe just general counsel and some general advice and general sense of direction. But, I say to them, well, why didn't they have a case? And usually it comes down to these reasons here, one of these reasons I just gave you.
Sure. Well, you need the help of a competent professional, and the John Price Law Firm can help you out. And how do we reach you, sir?
Well, before I tell, can I kind of tell one more quick little story?
Of course.
When I was like... many years ago when I was a young lawyer and I was getting certified.
Well, how many years ago?
well, I still look a little young, Don. Snicker from the back. Anyway, as he drinks his Monster energy drink. Anyway,
actually, it's a LaCroix. It's a LaCroix lemon flavor, if you must know.
I know what you're going to. I tell you what, it's funny because years ago we had to, and you still do as a young lawyer in South Carolina, you have to watch a certain number of trials and contested hearings in different courts to get your courtroom certification to where you're allowed to go into court by yourself and carry on a trial or a hearing without the assistance of another court-certified attorney. But one of the cases I was watching as a young lawyer was a Social Security disability hearing, and the guy had hiccups. He had hiccups that wouldn't stop, and he was applying for that for a disability. And he and his lawyer were sitting there, and I was just watching this. It was just one of the most, I don't know, to me, as young, as unusual. Have you ever heard of such a thing? But he sat there and hiccuped for the entire hearing, and she said it prevented him from finding gainful employment, and they made the argument. The judge took it under advisement, was going to, you know, give a decision later and what have you. But I just remember, I never knew what happened. And to this day, I always wonder what happened to that case.
Maybe he's still hiccuping.
Of the chronic hiccups. Yeah. So, but, you know, think about it theoretically. I mean, what if you walked around all day long and you could not stop hiccuping? It presented a problem
torture.
For you, for what you do, Box. I mean,
yeah,
really,
I would probably file for disability, but then they would be like, no, you can go to Boeing and put on lug nuts with your lips.
Something like that.
JohnPriceLawFirm.com.
Yes, you go to JohnPriceLawFirm.com and at our website. You can give us a call at the office, 843-552-6011. Or you can go ahead and text me on my personal client cell phone, text 843-345-0010. That's 345-0010. And thank you very much, Box, in the morning. It's going to make me feel better the rest of the day just because I got the chance to come by and see you and talk with you. And you and Jesse B, it's just, man, it's a thrill of a moment. It's about a minute, baby, right over here.
How much money did you give him this month?
Nothing.
All right, John Price, great to see you. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.